What's good, everybody? You know who it is. This is your boy, Bubba.
Coach Daddy.
Welcome back to another episode of Untamed. Hope y'all had a good weekend. Monday. Gonna get right into it. Been quiet around the world with the sports and everything. But I found one thing that we can talk, argue, or disagree on. Bleacher Report tweeted, showdown between the 96 Bulls and the 2017 Golden State Warriors. Now, before I go, Dodie, I'm going to go ahead and let you go first. So, I want you to tell me who you got in the showdown.
Is Jordan playing in the game?
Obviously, Jordan's playing the game. It's the 96 Bulls.
Okay.
Do you really think they beat him?
Is Jordan playing in the game?
Yeah, he playing in the game.
Okay.
Everybody knows the Warriors would dominate that game.
How? And they can't play against physical teams.
Kevin Durant will be guarding Michael Jordan.
Okay.
And KD is gonna stop him.
How's KD? The Warriors stop him? You know how taxing that's gonna be for him.
I'm not gonna get into the one on one. I'm just gonna get it overall. The Warriors are a lights out team. Curry, Thompson, Durant, all on the three, can't hold him. Draymond in the paint, can't hold him.
Draymond would have got ejected because of Dennis Rodman.
They both would have got ejected. And even with that, the Warriors would still win that game. Hands down.
No. Yes. Draymond don't like to play the victim. Dennis don't mind playing the victim. Or the villain. It's just all about what's gonna help us win this game.
You know who winning that game? The Warriors are.
Well, okay. Well, you keep thinking that. I can't stop you from thinking certain ways, you know. Just like, you know, your parents done told you better, but some things you just want to experience on your own. This is just one of the things we can't experience, you know, saying we'll never get a chance to experience, but I don't even know why this is even a question. Physicality is gonna come into the play. So
don't matter about the physicality, it matters about the way each team plays. The Warriors are clearly a better team than the 96 Bulls. And that's just a fact.
Okay, well, hey. You're going by all you've seen and all you know. What kind of basketball rules we going to play with? We going to play with the new basketball rules of today? Or we going to play with the basketball rules from back then?
We'll give the old man an advantage. We'll give them their rules. We'll play on their terms.
So who's going to attack the paint?
KD, who else going to – Steph, who else going to attack the paint?
Come out that game. KD won't make it out that game.
KD would make it out that game. Okay. KD would drop 40 points on that game. Steph Curry would drop at least 25, and Klay would at least drop 25.
They'll be hand-checked all the way down court.
Never.
Man, go back and look at a poster of the Bulls.
Who's going to guard – their top. Who's going to guard the big three? Klay, Steph, and KD. Nobody.
How you going to say nobody?
Pippen ain't going to be able to guard Klay. No one ain't going to be able to guard Steph. He too saucy. Jordan, he just going to have a hard time with KD. Jordan's still going to do some damage. I'll give him that. He's still going to put up his 30 to 40 points. But the winner is clearly the Golden State Warriors in this conversation.
Do you think Steve Kerr give you that answer?
Yeah, Steve Kerr will give you that answer because he knows.
I guarantee he would.
I bet you he would.
I bet you wouldn't.
Everybody knows the Warriors will win that game. Plain and simple.
Okay. 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 Well, if everybody know that, then there's a lot of wrong folks in the world.
Hey, that's what you could think.
Okay.
Just like you told me, everybody has their opinion. Everybody thinks what they think.
You're right.
That's all you got to say? That's all you got to say?
Man, what else is it to talk about, man? I mean, you got a team that's proven to struggle against physical teams. And then you coming in trying to beat them. And this is one of the most physical teams of all time. That's everybody true. Expects the state to shoot themselves out of the shoot the lights out of the gym. But why? How are you gonna ever get that opportunity when you get hand checked? And championships are won in series.
Yeah,
you're gonna have to recover. You're not really went through a dog fight. You're gonna have to recover. Go back and look at a poster of the two teams. Which one got more muscle? Let's talk about that before we start talking about the game.
I don't know. I've never seen a Chicago Bulls poster,
man. You can Google it. Google it. One, you see boys that's up in age. The other one, you see grown men in their prime. Two totally different monsters. All that fast pace running up and down the court. Jordan ain't finna deal with that. We're gonna slow the game down.
You could do that, but it ain't gonna work.
Okay.
Hey, the Bulls can beat Goliath all they want, but in the end, the Warriors, who are David in this situation, are gonna knock Goliath down and prove the point.
Think about this. Houston, that was a more physical team. If Chris Paul don't get hurt, I forgot what year it was. Chris Paul don't get hurt, they beat them.
They wasn't going to beat them either way.
Hey, man.
It don't matter if Chris Paul was with the Clippers. It don't matter if he was the Charlotte Hornets. It don't matter. Okay. The Warriors were clearly a dominant dynasty.
Okay.
Their run was nice. All great things come to an end.
Okay.
That's a fact.
Notice this. Golden State won a championship and added to his pieces, right?
Yeah.
Jordan did what? He didn't go out and find no other superstar.
Kept playing with his sorry team.
What did his sorry team do?
What do you mean, what does a sorry team do? They just kept adding players and they kept winning.
Winning. With guys who probably couldn't really who couldn't get to that level nowhere else. Golden State got there, knew they didn't have enough, and they went and got what? More pieces.
No. That first year they won the championship, they won that by themselves. The next year, they lost it by themselves.
They lost it by themselves, and then they went and got who?
They just got one person. One person.
That's exactly what I just said. Not anybody. They went and got another superstar. If I'm already getting there, I'm going to get there with what I got. Why do I need some big piece to come in here when I already got her?
Hey, you got to match somebody with LeBron.
They
needed somebody who can match with LeBron. Greatness against greatness. And what did they do? They one beat the other. Simple as that.
I hope America is listening. He's proving my point.
I may be proving your point, but that's okay.
Well, in today's basketball, it is okay. So, hey.
Exactly. Look where we're at now, Dodie. We're in 2020. We're not back in 96.
Society that we live in now.
When you was rocking starter in that fanny pack, rocking some Jordans.
No, I didn't have no fanny pack. And see, I didn't have no Jordans. My dad wasn't going to let me wear no Jordans. XJ 900s. Pay less. I play a basketball game. I'm marking up the whole court.
In the end, Odie, you have one choice. I have another. But we'll never know. Two different time eras. Two totally different teams. The world may never know.
No, we know. We know it's just all about America accepting it. Or the world accepting the true answer.
Everybody knows who the true answer is, Dodie.
Okay.
Everybody knows who the true answer is, Dodie.
Okay. Well, that's what you want to say. You want to claim that that's you. I can't fault you for being you.
That's right.
You're gonna start the losing streak again.
You know what? Let's move on to something else. Before I hurt your feelings, Dodie. I know you know I'm right.
I'm just happy that you think that way.
I'm gonna go ahead and move on to something else before I hurt your feelings. But that's okay, Dodie. So let's talk about some NFL stuff. Let's talk about Big Ben coming back. He was hurt all year last year. What do you think he's gonna do? Productive? Not productive? Gonna be trash? What you think? I want to hear your opinion.
Who the running back?
James Conner.
Yeah, he gonna struggle.
You think so?
No run game.
He's a solid back. He's had a solid 2 years.
He was a solid back last year, right?
Sure was, but he wasn't the quarterback.
No, he wasn't the quarterback. You're right about that. But I don't see what he's going to change. I don't see what's going to change at all.
If anything, Pittsburgh should be back. Pittsburgh should be trading away Juju Smith-Schuster.
No, they can't justify that.
Big Ben ain't going to do nothing. I'm surprised they didn't draft a quarterback this year.
Well, you never know.
He is getting old. He on his older side now. He's had his good days.
But Cam will look good in a uniform, look like a big bumblebee.
That's what I was thinking. Why not sign Cam Newton?
Got to wait to see if Big Ben is really going to come back 100%.
That is true.
You don't want to make that move politically because what people going to do when they start struggling? They're going to want Cam.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you don't see him throw and he don't went through camp and you can tell he's struggling, well, then, yeah, it's probably time to move on.
So what you think? Not going to start or is going to start week one?
Big Ben?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he'll start week one.
Week one, he'll lose.
I don't know, but I want to see if he's starting week 3 through 5.
I think he'll start week 1 through 5, but if it ain't going right, he's gonna start somebody else. Or that's when they'll make a move inside Cam Newton.
Yeah, but after that first big beating he get, so where people just hitting him, he landed on that shoulder. How are things going to be after that? When you recover, how are you going to recover to, you know, be able to come back and compete again? That's what I want to see.
We'll see what happens. Only time will tell.
Yeah. But, man, that's going to be a hard conference to really struggle in because the Browns making moves. You know, the Ravens are the Ravens. Pittsburgh gonna have a cutout for them. Cincinnati trying to get back on track. It's gonna be interesting.
Sure is. It's gonna be an interesting NFL season. Just for everybody in general.
Mm-hmm.
But we will we'll see how it goes. You got anything else you want to talk about? Any from any other sport? Anything you heard of?
No, man. Ain't nothing really been going on.
Yeah, it's been quiet.
I'm just interested in seeing how this football thing is gonna play out.
Baseball too. I heard they're supposed to be starting up here in June.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's gonna be an interesting next month to see how this is gonna play out.
Yeah, one thing I would like to see that's kind of going on, ain't really been making a lot of news, I just think it's interesting, is Oliver Luck, you know, the commissioner of the XFL, got fired by, you know, Vince McMahon. I would like to see them square that off, square off in the ring and kind of go at it, settle that beef in the ring.
In the WWE?
Yeah.
Go at it on Friday Night SmackDown?
No, you got to make it a big event like WrestleMania or something, you know.
WrestleMania already passed, man. You can't just pull
that's
it
what
up.
I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's a legal case, so it's going to take time. So, in the meantime, both of them just kind of, you know, pump up, you know, get ticket sales up, and both old men come in looking buff for, you know, Royal Rumble.
I can see it.
Yeah, man. Oliver Luck, he look like he could put on, you know, about 5-10 pounds of muscle.
Hey, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Vince McMahon, could he probably jump on a cycle like he used to do back in the day?
Ready to move into some trivia?
Yes, sir.
All right, I got it this week. So question one, which legendary player has won the NFL's Most Valuable Player Award more than any of his peers?
The NFL. Okay, ask that question again.
Which legendary player has won the NFL's MVP award more than any of his peers?
Wow. Who comes to mind is be Peyton Manning.
Is that your final answer?
I'm trying to think, because the MVP is this. That's kind of like a weird, I mean, sometimes you can be the best in the league and you're not even. But I'm thinking the one person I think who would be that guy would be Peyton Manning, just because how he carried himself, and the dude built a hospital for kids. So I'm going to go with Peyton Manning.
Final answer, Peyton Manning?
Final answer.
Peyton Manning is correct.
Yeah, I figured him.
All right, next question. Which player was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame at a younger age than everyone else?
The Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Yeah. Who was younger than everyone else when he got inducted? Who do you think it is?
I don't know. Because, you know, with the Hall of Fame, they might induct somebody because of something tragic that happened or something like that.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Since that's such a wide range, can I give you two answers?
Yes, but do you want me to give you a hint?
Yeah.
He was a running back.
Oh, well then that's easy. Gale Sayers.
Gale Sayers is your final answer?
Gale Sayers, final answer.
That's right. I shouldn't have gave you a hint. It's all right.
You gave me that hint. I was still going to say Gale Sayers is one. But
who was going to say it was your other?
For some reason, I want to say Jim Thorpe.
All right. Final question. How much did it cost advertisers to air a 30-second commercial during last year's Super Bowl?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Just take a guess.
I bet at least for a 30-second episode.
Yeah.
Probably about $30 million.
$30 million? Your final answer?
Yeah, I give you that with a fact. I don't know. I ain't no financial stuff. Hold on. $30 million. $5 million.
That's your final answer?
Final answer.
How'd you go from 30 to 5? I'm just curious. You look at it?
You know how I'm always looking at like crazy stuff on TV?
Yeah.
Documentaries and stuff? I remembered on a documentary, somebody talking about they paid like $5.5 million for an NFL commercial. I want to say it was like Budweiser or somebody. And they bought like 5 or 6 of them. But I'm not good in with decimals, so I don't really know. But I knew five was an answer.
So $5 million is your final answer?
$5 million.
That's correct. 3 for 3. Okay, Doty. 3 for 3. All right. Well, we got any final remarks or anything before we close this thing out?
No, I want one more.
You want one more?
I want one more. If I'm 3 for 3.
All right. Let's see if I can find one more real quick. Let's see here.
You know what's crazy to me about that though?
What?
You know in the toilet paper commercials you see during the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Just think, they paid over $5 million to advertise some toilet paper.
I know. It's kind of crazy. See, I'm trying to give you a hard one.
You asked me, did I look that up? Man, you done seen me type before. What make you think I can type up something that quick?
I don't know. You type like an old man. Type with your one finger.
That don't work and sleep like that, man.
That's easy. Man, there's not really any good ones on here. I'm trying to scoop one out real quick. All right, here's a good one. In what year was the first female referee featured in an NFL game?
Twenty fifteen.
Your final answer?
I don't know.
That is wrong. It's actually 2012.
Oh hell! I should have stopped when I had the chance. When I was on top.
Got you, man. I got you.
Well, so what happened to one more? One. Okay. What? Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yes, sir, man. Yes, sir. Well, you know, final remarks. Y'all stay safe. I know states are starting to open up again. So just careful, wash your hands, stay away from people. Soon here we'll be going to YouTube, so we'll be going visually. Still be posting our audios on Spotify and Anchor, but we're gonna be switching to YouTube now, so y'all can check that out. I'm gonna get real untamed, as Dodie likes to say. So you got anything before we close it out?
No, just stay safe.
All right, well, we will catch y'all Friday. It's your boy Bubba.
Coach Dodie.
Be safe. Have a good week. We'll see y'all Friday.
Peace.